This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Senate Democrats have taken radical measures to stop filibusters from blocking President Obama's appointments to federal posts. Republicans say the Democrats have now permanently damaged the character of the Senate, and as we've been hearing, revenge is in the air. While 76 federal positions will now be voted on quickly, the same probably cannot be said for a new federal budget. Stan Collender writes the blog Capital Gains and Games and is a former staffer on the House and Senate Budget Committees. Stan, good morning.
Good morning, David.
You think the exercising of the so-called nuclear option yesterday changes the debate over the federal budget moving forward?
Oh, it makes it much worse. You're talking about a debate that was more emotional than substantive to begin with, and now you're adding even more emotion to the point of hatred. At this point, the Tea Party folks who didn't like working with Democrats to begin with now look at them as a tool of the devil. So you're making what was, you know, a budget debate that was always going to be hard because taxes and spending are always difficult issues. You're making it that much harder. No one's going to want to compromise under these circumstances.
So you saw this as the notion, always a bit elusive, of a grand bargain between the parties as being flushed down the toilet now.
Well, I'm not sure there was ever much chance of a grand bargain, but what's really been flushed down the toilet, I think, is even a small bargain. The prospects of another government shutdown went up substantially yesterday, and the prospects of avoiding sequester, that across-the-board cut that everyone was hoping to avoid in January, that's also much greater now. It's hard to see how Republicans can collaborate with Democrats on anything given the nuclear option.
Stan Collender on Twitter is @TheBudgetGuy. He's also senior partner at Corvus Communications. Stan, thank you.
My pleasure.